Hey, health junkies. It's time for The Health Fix. Join your host, Dr. Janine Krause, as she gives you a dose of what you need to know and do right now to take control of your health from the inside out, to rebel against aging, look damn good, fight stress, and laugh every day.
Hello there, health junkies. Welcome to another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause, and today's episode is going to be all about the feet. And before we get to my foot fetish, I need to tell you a couple updates. So for all of you who are subscribed to my email list, I sincerely apologize for the multiple emails that went out. Recently, my husband encountered a glitch with our email server, and so I sincerely apologize. We do not normally send out more than just emails that update you of when I've put out a podcast or if I want to tell you something exciting. But other than that, we are not putting out emails that are like 50 a day as to what happened. So I sincerely apologize. That was not our goal. It's a glitch. And there you have it. Now, if you listen to my podcast 84, which was my podcast on losing weight with infrared light therapy, so red light therapy, I do owe you an update. Paula, my esthetician who works with me in my office, has completed her 20 sessions of red light therapy. And in those 20 sessions, which were about 5 weeks or so in duration, she lost 9 pounds and 13 inches from her body. Now, 13 inches collectively from her body, because the arms are measured, the waist is measured, the thighs are measured, and all kinds of other areas are measured. So 13 inches, that's pretty huge, and 9 pounds, and she wanted everyone to know that she's done a lot of the other fat losing types of treatments, and this has been the most successful, and especially in 5 weeks. Now, granted, I had her on a detox prior to this and taking herbs to help with her metabolism detox all along, and I'm quite impressed with the results. So now I definitely have to try it. So stay tuned for that. I will give you updates on how I do with the LipoMelt protocol as well. All right, let's get on with the podcast and talk about those feet then. So where does my foot fetish come from? Well, I've been fascinated with feet for a long time. I have very small feet. My feet are 4.5, which is crazy. And I find my feet interesting because I have a little bit bigger of a chest. And yes, I was joked. I was probably the butt of a lot of jokes growing up because I was top heavy. And somehow I never fell over. And so my feet really did well for me. And I have to attribute it to really enjoying walking around with no shoes on. I love being barefoot. Now, I don't walk outside away from my house barefoot. I do put on shoes. But around my yard, in my house, it is something I don't do. I don't put on shoes. And I've been given slippers a lot. And I do put them on if it's really cold outside. But I prefer to feel the ground. And it wasn't really until this week when I was playing in the gym with some back squats and feeling my feet, so back squatting in the gym without shoes on, that it all kind of clicked for me really how freaking important our feet are. So I look at feet all the time at my office, and I look at how when someone's laying on the table for me to do acupuncture, how if their feet turn out, I'm going, whoa, they've got really tight hips, they have really tight IT bands, I've got to work on the hips and the IT bands. Now, I also look at the feet and look at how the ankles move and look and see what direction their toes go, because, you know, toes that are straight out, that's the sign of a healthy foot. But if the toes kind of curving inward, that's not a healthy foot. That tells me that person is not going to be tracking properly when they walk. And if it's a lady, I'm definitely going to be asking how much time have they spent in their lifetime wearing heels? And, you know, do they have pain in their feet when they wear heels for any amount of time? Now, guys, if I see guys with the toes going in, I'm going, okay, too tight of tennis shoes, too tight of dress shoes, what's going on? So I do ask these things. But what I never put together prior to this week is really putting people through the paces in my office with their shoes off. So weird. I look at the arches, I look at their feet, but I never thought about motion connected to them being barefoot in my office. So you better believe I'm going to be doing that from here on out. Now, because of my foot fetish and a friend of mine who has been on this podcast, Meredith, she loves to talk about feet too. And she loves a group called the Foot Collective. And of course, I started to get into these folks as well. And their posts on Instagram and Facebook, and then the name is the Foot Collective, are impressive in terms of really educating you on how to think about your feet. Because I don't think most of us think about our feet, day in, day out. And I think a lot of us don't think about how our feet are related to our posture. Our feet are related to pain in the body. So here's a fun little tidbit. So in the last couple weeks at the gym, like I said, this week I was squatting barefoot, and the week before we had another gal in the gym squat barefoot. And we found that if she paid attention to her feet and she felt her feet and how she used the mechanics of squatting and feeling your feet rooted in the ground in those four spots, so on either side of the heel and big toe, pinky toe, she squatted better. She had a history of pain in her right hip, and now that we've got her focusing on her core and her feet while she's squatting, she has no more pain. Let me tell you a little story about myself. I often will have like this weird little click in my anterior right hip when I squat and I'm not fully paying attention to my core and I'm not paying attention to my feet. When I took my shoes off and paid attention to my big toe, my pinky toe, and both sides of my heels while squatting, holy cow, I didn't have that clicking in my hip. So then I decided to apply it to work. I'm short. My chair at work is really awful. I don't sit in it very often, but I thought I would test it out by sitting in the chair and trying to feel my feet while sitting in the chair and see if I could get my back to not hurt in that chair. Even though this chair is just one of the most awful chairs and I should throw it out, but apparently I am hanging on to it for some reason. So I sat in the chair and I paid attention to my feet and I paid attention to my core, my belly, between my belly button and my pubic bone. And oddly enough, I could sit in that chair without pain when I had all four of my corners rooted on both of my feet with my shoes off. Interesting. What is that about the body? So, of course, I dove a little bit more into the research on this and looked at the website, The Foot Collective, and looked into my patients this week, because I always look at feet. I just never had them do any motions with feet. So today, actually, in the office, I had my patients squatting. I made them take their feet off, or their feet off. Nope, we did not remove any feet. No feet were harmed in this experiment. But I had them take their shoes off, and I had them take their socks off, because I think even having the socks off is a very important component to this. And what I had them do is I had them squat down as best as they could. And I had them do it so that I could see from the side, I could see from the back, and I could see from the front what was happening in their body. Oddly enough, when I had these individuals squat, I could see a lot more mechanical issues going on in their body stemming from their feet and their ankles. One of the gals in particular, her ankles were limiting her from squatting completely down as far as she could. She actually didn't really go past parallel in her squat, which was kind of crazy. So I thought to myself, okay, this is interesting. And so I tested it out on a couple other folks. Now, let me back up to the gal who was having trouble getting into a squat. Well, we worked on her ankle because her ankle was tight on the front side of it. So what did I do? I took a pencil and I took the eraser, the squishy end of my old school pencil, and I worked underneath the ankle bones. I worked kind of in the front, I worked underneath, I worked on the other side. Then we did some work in terms of her shins and her calves. And so by that I mean I actually did some cupping. And if you don't have cups, you could do the same thing with a lacrosse ball, just kind of rolling it, just kind of warming up that muscle. And then I had her do another squat, feeling her feet, feeling all corners, all four corners of her feet. Guess what? She was able to do the squat a lot better. Was it perfect? No way. But we decided, okay, let's put her shoes on and have her squat and see the difference between squatting with the new ankle mobility and the shoes and squatting barefoot with her new ankle mobility and no shoes. Well, when she put her shoes back on, she went right back to her old habits. Even though I had released her ankle, I had released the lower leg and stretched it a little bit for her. Huh, what does that tell us about our little shoe coffins? They're killing our feet. So what is one to do? You know, what was it? How many years ago? Those Vibram toe shoes were all the rage. Well, I don't think we all need to be going around like that. I really think that if we start to focus on feeling our feet in the postures that we're in for most of the day, I think that could start making a change for how you feel. Right now, I'm sitting here talking to you, and I'm sitting on my balance chair, which is it's a balance ball, and I have my feet firmly planted on the ground. And normally in this balance ball, I'll tend to like roll back a little, even though it's supposed to be a good posture chair. I'll kind of like arch my back or I'll kind of hunch forward. When I have my feet firmly planted on the ground, I actually sit normal. I'm not hunched forward. I'm not rolled back. So I want everybody to try that. And if you're in the car and you're driving, okay, you know, can't do it. But maybe you're walking. Okay, fine. Stop walking for a minute and just stand there and see if you can feel your 4 feet. Even if you have shoes on, that's okay. See what they feel like in your shoes. See if you can feel your big toe, your pinkies, and the two sides of your heel. All right. Now take off your shoes and your socks and feel your big toe, your pinky, and both sides of your heels. What feels different? Maybe you don't notice much. Well, I challenge you to try a couple different things. Check the difference between having your shoes on and having your shoes off when you try to balance on one foot. So if you were listening to me and you got your shoes off still, stand up. I'm gonna do it too. Stand up and just do what are those things? Flamingos. Just take your right leg. Let's stand on your left leg, take your right leg and lift it up just like a flamingo. Try to feel the four corners of your foot. So your big toe, your pinky toe, and both sides of your heels. Okay, can you balance better than normally? Now, feel your core, belly button to your pubic bone. How's that feel? Are you balancing better? All right, switch legs. Try the other side. Work on feeling your big toe, your pinky toe, and both sides of your heel. How's that going? Don't forget your core. All right. Now, put your shoe back on. Both of your shoes. Try that. And tell me, I'd love to see some comments in the podcast notes how different that felt. Try a squat if you want. Play with that. I'd love to hear from you as to what that feeling felt like. Did you feel like you could actually grip the ground better by being barefoot? I bet you said yes. I bet you said you could actually feel more balance in your body. Now, if you have pain somewhere in the body, I often recommend trying to work on some techniques in terms of feeling all your foot and seeing if paying attention to feeling your feet while you're walking reduces your pain in your back, say if that's what provokes your pain. Or if you have another move that you know provokes pain, try to see what happens if you go barefoot and feel your feet and focus on feeling your feet versus your pain. What happens? Okay, so geeked out quite a bit on the feet, and I figure I should rein it back in and talk a little bit more about how this really relates to life and how I've seen connected in my office. So many different things. If I can get feet moving, if I can get ankles moving properly, I can reduce pain in the knees, the hips, the back. Why is this? Because your feet are your foundation. They're what help you to move properly. If your feet don't move properly, how the heck else is the rest of your body going to move? Of course, there's going to be some pain all the way up those chains of your legs. So I see so commonly when I look at feet and I touch the feet, the tissue is hard in the ball of foot, almost crunchy, and I struggle to be able to move it for a lot of folks. The other big thing is that the toes don't move. Your toes should be movable. You should be able to bend your big toe back and bend it up and bend it down. All of your toes should be able to bend up and down. You should also be able to wiggle the ball of your foot and move your foot bones. Now you have a big nerve that's kind of in between your toe bones. And for a lot of people, it's kind of in between either the second, third, or the third or fourth long bones of the toes, or long bones of the foot, known as the metatarsals. And what it's commonly called is a nerve, so a ganglion, a nerve ganglion, and when it grows, they call it a ganglion cyst, and in particular in your foot, it's known as Morton's neuroma. I have small feet. They're not narrow, they're actually quite duck feet in nature, they're wide, and most shoes are set to be narrow and more narrow than my foot and my foot box, meaning my ball of my foot, can actually fit in. And I found that a lot of people have wider feet than the shoes that they're actually wearing. So what's that doing? It's squeezing your metatarsals. If those bones squeeze together for too long and that nerve gets rubbed, it's definitely going to grow in size and cause a heck of a lot of pain and create the condition, like I said, called Morton's neuroma. And I don't know how many patients I've seen in my office that have had that nerve removed and it grows back larger. More foot pain after they just went through a stinking surgery to get rid of the foot pain. What is the cause of it? Not allowing those feet to breathe and space out, separate. Those bones need space. Walking barefoot helps to give those bones space. Now here's the other thing. Foot massages. Some people don't like them. I stinking love a foot massage, even if I give it to myself. Now, there are multiple ways to help to create space within the ball of your foot, within the bones of your foot, rolling it out using a golf ball, using a lacrosse ball, rolling the bottom of your foot can be absolutely amazing. In fact, it's one of the greatest ways to help with something called plantar fasciitis. Most people think that plantar fasciitis is purely related to the foot. Guess what? It's also related to the calves. If your foot doesn't move, most of the time, your calves are going to be really tight. Now, depending on your posture and how you walk, your gait, it's very important to have your doc, or if you have a physical therapist on board, somebody watch you walk. I watch all of my pain patients walk because it helps me to see what's going on with their mobility. But they've got to watch you walk barefoot, because if they watch you walk in a shoe, they only get a quarter of what's happening. So this walking business, some people walk on their balls of their feet, kind of like they walk on their tippy toes. What's even worse, I've had patients who are runners who run on their tippy toes. And in fact, I have one gal in my practice who's been running on her toes for probably 60 years. Wait, she's not even 60, so 50-ish years. So that's a long time to be running on the balls of your feet. That's incredible. That makes your calves super tight. Now add that you've got tight hips, and guess what? Where do you guys think the tightest area of the lower legs are? It's usually not your gastroc, so the back. It's oftentimes the side of your lower leg. Why is that? Because poor foot mobility, poor ankle mobility, tight hips, tight IT bands. So the whole sides of people, all the way down from the hips, all the way down to the ankles, is super tight. So the sides of the calves are often to blame for plantar fasciitis. So I like to help folks to release those as well. Now let's get back to the feet though. Oftentimes those mushed together feet can really cause issues. Now there's an interesting component with the Foot Collective in that they have a device that separates out your toes. Now ladies, if you've ever been to get a pedicure to keep your toenails from rubbing over each other or causing trouble once you've got your nails done, you get those little spacers in between your toes. it's very similar to this. Spacers. Now, those things feel really weird, don't they? If you've had a pedicure, you know what I'm talking about, those little spacers that you get between the toes. Now, if you haven't had a pedicure, that's okay. Having space in between your toes kind of feels weird. I challenge everyone to go grab some river rocks or some marbles and stick them in between your toes and just be. Just sit feeling the ground with little marbles or even you put pencils or pens in between your toes. It feels strange, but it's an amazing way to help to separate the toes apart, giving more space between those toes. Now, ankles. Let's talk about these guys for a little bit because they are connected to your foot. All of your ankle bones are in the foot. And I don't know how many times that I see ankles that don't move. Someone's maybe rolled their ankle and now their ankle mobility is not that great. Now you may be thinking to yourself, what does ankle mobility even look like? Well, you should be able to bring your top of your toe and bring it towards you, so bring it upwards, about 45 degrees in terms of the angle. And you should be able to point your toe almost so that your shin and your foot are flat, so like 180 degrees out, almost 180 degrees. Now, you could quote that there's give or take a few degrees, but just for purposes of demonstration. Now, you should be able to turn your ankle inwards, so the bottom of your foot inwards by about 30 degrees, 45 degrees at the most, and you should be able to turn it out at 30, 45 degrees. That's normal. Now, if you do not have mobility like this of your ankle, you gotta get that pencil out and start working on all those little tendons around your ankle. Find those tight spots, find the tender to palpation spots, and work on the sides of your calves, work on the front of your calves, front of your lower legs, work on the back of your lower legs. And by that I mean give yourself a massage, get a lacrosse ball and roll up and down, get a golf ball, get a tennis ball, something. Get some blood flow to those suckers. They need it. They love it. It's absolutely huge. Then keep working on the bottom of your foot with a lacrosse ball, with a tennis ball. You know, you could even fill up a water bottle and even one of those old plastic water bottles and roll on that if you want something that's even lighter to roll on. But the idea here is working to get circulation to your feet, because I think for a lot of people, when you wear really tight shoes, you're cutting off your circulation. Add that on top of folks who are fashion victims. Let me talk about those folks for a minute. Teachers. Teachers are on their feet all day long. And unfortunately, I haven't got the point across to a lot of teachers that high heels are cute and great for parties here and there, but every single day while you're standing, not good for you. And I'm talking things that are over an inch in height. Really, I quit wearing heels about 3 years ago when I had worked in a place that had concrete floors and just felt my feet and my mobility and my body just kind of breaking down. It was awful. And you would think that I would have known better, you know, considering I've been taught about pain and, you know, shoes as foot coffins. But for some reason, I just need to look cute. And fashion victim is all I can say about myself is I would much rather now be comfortable than be stuffed in to a pair of heels that are going to cause my calves to hurt, are going to bring out every single problem I've had in my body in terms of pain and just bring it up to the forefront. No way. Now, think of it this way. A lot of folks don't really think about that every single posture that they do throughout the day is what contributes to their injuries. Yeah, I said it. Your postures throughout the day contribute to your injuries, not the stuff that actually caused the injury. Let me give you an example. A couple years ago, I was walking on my hands at the gym and I was goofing off and trying to see how long I could stand, do a handstand, and then kind of walk. Well, guess what? I wasn't working on my calves at the time. It was actually the time I was wearing heels at work thinking I was all cute. And I slammed down, came down, and I jammed my right foot and ended up spraining my ankle really bad. Why did I sprain that ankle so bad? Because maybe I could have came down any other time, same kind of intensity, and done nothing to my ankle. I sprained it because my calf was so tight, so stinking tight. So a lot of your injuries could actually be because of postural issues and things that you didn't correct prior to engaging in a certain sport or engaging in a certain activity. Walking, for gosh sakes, I see so many patients roll their ankles. Why did they roll their ankle? Well, yeah, maybe there was a hole or maybe they weren't paying attention to things, but the severity of these ankle sprains really are dependent on how poor the mobility of the ankle is prior to that sprain and how tight calves are, how tight the foot is from poor footwear. So I want, the whole point of this podcast is really to get you thinking about how your everyday postures, your everyday habits have a lot to do with why you have pain, have a lot to do with why you might get pain in the future and why you need to take care of it now. So let's talk about these feet just a little bit more and what you can do at home to really keep things healthy and moving. I've given you tidbits throughout this whole podcast, but I like to do a summary since we're coming near the end of today's podcast. So while you're walking around your house, I highly recommend that you work on going barefoot. If you already have plantar fasciitis, if you already have heel pain, things of that nature, I suggest you work on gutting through it a little bit. Now, that probably sounds harsh because for all of my folks who have plantar fasciitis, it's hard to be on a flat surface. And one of the ways I have folks gut through it is start with wearing their slippers first, like really thin slippers, and see if that can take a little of the edge off. And then start to work on your ankle. Like I said before, working on ankle mobility allows your foot to move better. Working on calf and lower leg mobility helps your foot move better. Working on getting your toes and your metatarsals, so your foot bones moving better, works on mobility in general. The more your toes move, the more your foot moves, the more your ankle moves, the more your calves move, the better health you're gonna have in your feet. So I'm starting to say work on ankles, but let's start at the toes. Let's start the furthermost part out. So spend time every single day working on a little foot massage, whether someone gives it to you and you trade out with that person or you work on yourself. Take those feet and kind of pull them, just stretch them a little bit. You know, just give them a little bit more space. It's called traction. So you're just yanking on them a little bit. And, you know, just get that area moving. The ball of the feet, you can take the foot and kind of crunch it down, spread it out. Just get some space moving in that ball of the foot. Oftentimes, and I'm actually doing this right now because it feels good. You just squeeze that ball of the foot and then press it, you know, squeeze it downwards and then press it upwards and really work to give some space to those metatarsals. Those are your long bones in your foot. And then get a ball, like a lacrosse ball, get, you know, a golf ball and start to roll the foot. Put the foot over that ball and just roll. A lot of people will have pain in the arch of their foot. This pain in the arch of the foot is characteristically related to fatigue. If you can get that pain in that foot gone, a lot of times you get more energy. Why is it? Because now you've unlocked your foot's ability to breathe, and now you're going to unlock your ability for proper mobility, proper posture all the way up your body. It is common to have pain in the arch of the foot for anybody who has adrenal fatigue. And this is someone who has been pushing themselves to the limits. So I highly recommend to get in there and work on that. Just really get things moving. Now, the next thing is working with the ankle. Like I said, get a pencil out. Find the tender spots in your ankle and just take that pencil eraser and just kind of rub back and forth. Get to the point where it kind of hurts so good. You might bruise the area. So what? You're getting circulation going. Get all around that ankle. And like I said too, test it. Test your mobility before and then test it afterwards. And the way to test it is to do the motions of bring your toe back towards your shin, point your toe, turn your foot in, turn your foot out, and really see how that feels after you've been working on those ankles a little bit with the pencil. Next, work on your calves. Whether it's massage, whether it is home cupping, if you have any of the glass or plastic cupping devices, or silicone ones, by all means, load up your calves. Like I said before, the side of your calf, always tight in folks. It's common. The back of the calf, sometimes too pretty tight. I can't tell you how many people in my practice have tight calves. They're like setting themselves up for ankle injuries and foot pain. So work on those calves, work on those feet. If you want to overachieve, work on your IT bands. These are a tendon that's on the sides of your thighs that it connects right there at your knee and goes all the way up to the sides of your hips. Work on those suckers as well, and you're going to feel amazing. It's going to be a huge difference. You have to be diligent. I recommend at least 3 times a week, if not every night, if you really want to be on top of it. But getting the foot mobility going is so crucial to reducing pain other places in the body. Now, before I leave you, I'm going to give you one more example. I have a patient who's had low back pain 4 years. I started poking around on her feet, found out that they don't move very well. We started working with it. In about 2 weeks, she had said, "Yeah, I feel like my back pain's going away a little bit." As I kept working at it, it took about 6 weeks to get her ball of her foot starting to really move. I could move her toe again, and she was doing her homework. She was using a golf ball to roll out her foot, work on the ball of the foot. She was giving herself massage. She was pulling on all her toes to create space. And guess what? It took about 6 weeks before she was like, "I don't feel pain all the time." And then by 8 weeks, she was like, "I don't feel pain anymore." And she had the tightest ankles and calves that I've ever seen. And I'm talking about the sides of her calves. They were quite incredibly tight. So these folks that are at the Foot Collective talking all about how important it is to keep space in your feet and not become a victim to fashion, hugely important. I can't tell you how many older folks I see in my practice with jacked up toes that don't walk very well and have really poor posture. But I can also tell you folks that didn't wear heels that I have in my practice that are ladies who have amazing posture and amazing gait and motion, and they're in their 80s because they took care of themselves, wore good shoes, and kept their mobility going in their feet. There are some serious lessons to be learned, and I find them every day from my older patients in their 80s. I can see where things go from now, you know, where I'm at in my 40s, all the way to, you know, going into the 80s. If we don't take care of things now, what it's going to develop into. I've seen the spectrum. I don't want that to happen to you. So start paying attention to your feet. Make sure they move well. Don't become a victim to fashion. You know, if you really want some heels and you want to wear them, ladies, you know, save it for one evening and then that's it. Don't wear them day in, day out. Those 5-inch, 4-inch, 3-inch crazy heels are nuts. They do no favors for your body. I would much rather be able to leap, jump, and be pain-free well into my hundreds than be a victim of fashion. So, there you have it. Guys, what I'm thinking about in you is thinking about your shoes, your running shoes, making sure that they're not too tight in the ball of the foot, making sure that if you have climbing shoes or you have hiking shoes or you have any types of shoes for your sports, don't wear shoes that are too tight for you. I can't tell you how many people come to my office and have been on a hike and wore narrow, tight shoes, and then they have a series of issues with their feet afterwards. I just saw another lady this last week who had tight shoes on that she wore. She's a teacher. She wore them for a week at work, and then now she's got foot pain and ankle pain that we're struggling to back her out of because of one stinking week. Obviously, her life of standing on her feet and wearing, you know, not proper shoes for a long time set her up for this, but 1 week of crappy shoes can really make a dent and cause trouble for you in terms of overall pain, and then you're set back for weeks. So don't ruin your fun. Go barefoot more. Give your feet some breathing room. Play with putting some pencils or pens in between your toes to give them space and roll out those feet. Just keep them moving. Now, check out the Foot Collective. They have some great resources on Instagram in particular, and they're just hashtag the Foot Collective. I just can't say enough about them. I find it absolutely amazing what they post, and I think it's really great information for longevity and living pain-free. And keep focusing on your feet. When you walk, make sure you're feeling all four corners of your feet from heel to toe as you're cruising along. When you're running, pay attention to all four corners of your feet then too, because I can't tell you how many of my runners have chronic pain. And you'll be surprised how that can translate into helping you with your posture and becoming better at posture and walking and running and anything else that you do, even squats like I found at the gym. Amazing. Highly recommend if you do squats, try it out. Try working out barefoot. I've done it at my house for years. I just never thought to translate it into some of my lifts at the gym. So there you have it. And you know what? One little tidbit. If you're a germaphobe like I am, get some towels, put it down. You can still feel the ground and do a squat with a towel on the floor. That's what I did. Yeah, gym floors. That's a whole nother podcast in and of itself. So if you're a germaphobe like me, you don't have to go barefoot on the gym floor. Put a towel down. Just so you know. Alrighty. There you have it. You have survived another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause. Thanks for listening. Please, if you have questions, if you have comments, if you try out some of my shoeless techniques we were just talking about, let me know. I'd love to hear your story. If you have questions, feel free to send us a message. Give us a shout. I would love to feature your question on my podcast. All right. Thanks for listening. Have a great day, whatever you're doing. Hey everybody, Dr. Janine Krause here. If you liked what you heard today, then head over to drjkrausend.com to find my free resources and information to know when I post something new that's juicy that you might want to check out. Plus, head over to where you get your podcasts and like, subscribe, and write a review to help get the word out about me and help others at the same time to find me. It really does help, and I really appreciate all of your reviews.